meditation when the man is involved. He says, "Oh God, prolong the hours." So that the man finishes. All right. And any time spent in separation should be shortened. This was the
statement. May the time be hastened when I can make that statement.
Yes. Prolonged.
Yes.
That the day and night be prolonged.
Several people here have indicated that they have questions they'd like to ask, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind what?
Well,
put it long list of your questions. You may forget asking already. Put it in writing. Yes. Man when asking forgets many things.
Yes.
Put it in writing. Yes.
You wouldn't mind if they put some of them verbally tonight?
I have no reason. That's only they may forget some, still more they may want to ask.
if I might be very personal and ask my wife's question first before I forget it.
Yes.
She was wondering, based on a remark of yours the other night.
What?
That we can work off some of our karma in dreams. Would you explain that a bit more?
Well, it is easy. How to explain? Sometimes it happens that man has to go in another life, but and there is special to master can pass that life and dream. You see everything. It happens rarely. It does.
You can work off that other life in dreams.
Master make it work off, not ever.
Yes.
Not ever.
Yes. So in other words, the dreams that you're dreaming are using up that extra life that otherwise you'd have to come back here to.
No. In general, all dreams are only reactions of any thoughts which occur to us and we are not complete. Yes. They are dreams and they are visions. Vast difference between the two. In dreams, sometimes you are not clear at the time. In the morning, as you see, you are seeing something. But in visions, he sees, he is wide awake. He sees things. He remembers at the time too, and even in the morning question. One vision ends, then again you light, and then starts further. The same starts further. And they are called visions. So there was difference between the two. The word dream I used the other day, I meant visions. Not dreams are not very hazy, quite hazy, not clear. You are not quite conscious at the time.
Explain dreams a bit more, won't you? Everybody, or quite a few people, excuse me, say that they've been having unusual dreams since they came here. Someone was saying that tonight.
What sort? Most of them will be of any something in the past that come to you. Some dreams, then again I explained, they are not dreams, they are visions. You can meet the master, you can see many future things to happen. These are visions. Sometimes it happens that we see something and years after you happen to be there. They are visions. Any unusual thought, dream, let me see. Who are it? Any of you?
Nobody wants to admit it. That they had some unusual dreams.
Yes, that was, for instance, one, two.
I forget them.
Good.
I don't try to remember them. I've been having a lot of dreams.
They don't get them tired, you see. That's a dream. Dream is never always easy. Not clear. disconnected. In the morning you may have a hazy idea about it. So this is not unusual. Anything unfinished, uncompleted, not complete, I mean, happens like something somewhere, head on here and tail there, like that, disconnected. Or some even for the past, look up. So they are not reliable. We are not reliable.
When you go to sleep and you're maybe half asleep and then you start to leave the body, you know, your soul starts to move up, is that going into a vision or?
You are in a dream, you go to sleep, are you conscious?
No, notice you're asleep, you're going to sleep and all of a sudden you become conscious that your soul is rising.
Yes, soul windows, yes, sorry.
So what does that mean?
No, that is been done.
And you stay and you
that
stay.
That is, you relax. You know, in sleep, we are the habit of living body. We draw the body from outside, from the body to coming up to here and then go down. If you get it, then you have dreams. If you go into the navel, then you are sound sleep. In visions, you are wide awake. Body sleeps. The more you relax, you feel it not, do you?
But it feels as if the soul is going up.
That is old. Leave the body. Don't wait at it. That is withdrawal. That's good. Relax, good. That is why I say we'll sit down for a while and then rise. The question is of full relaxation. Maybe sitting, maybe lying. Lying is more. The only fear is of sleep. Going to sleep. But the same process is there. In sleep also, in withdrawal also. One question. Somebody asked Prophet Muhammad, do you sleep? He said, my body sleeps. I do not sleep. So does it sleep. They were gone, even.
I was very sorry the other evening when you asked us to step into your bedroom, several of us who were here, and the tape had run out. And at that time you had several comments on consciousness that I wished very much that we had recorded. Would you feel that you could repeat them?
What? No, put that question. As it comes, thank you.
Well,
what was the subject?
I think the question that led into it, I asked you if you yourself did me sleeping.
Oh.
And then you came up with this answer that I wasn't able to record.
That I told you, you see. Sleep and meditation, when you withdraw, the first process is the same. Soul withdraws from outside, withdraws from the body below, come to the back of the eyes. I don't like a man's eyes, you see. This usual power. Now in dreams, the soul descends into the gullet, sees dreams, and then navel, it sounds safe, but in average you remain conscious and body will sleep. So this sleep is lessened the more you are accustomed to it. Usually the man takes 6 hours, 7 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. You have seen this many 1 hour, 2 hours. So that is the sort of what you say. Physical body, when you completely leave the physical body. Body takes rest, but you are by the way.
I remember when I asked you whether you slept any yourself, and you asked me, are you worried? And the answer was yes. Perhaps I shouldn't be worried about this, but I have a little worry about it. Do you ever sleep at all, ever?
Yeah, why not?
The rumor is sometimes that you don't get much.
Less.
Yes.
An hour or two.
Yes.
That is relaxation, sometimes, when I'm tired.
Yes.
Then less, that is less than I told you, as you advance, it's less.
But in that hour, you're able completely to recuperate for
yes.
the next 23 hours.
That's recharging. Daily Guru on spiritual health depends on life of mind and body.
Yes.
So all we do is begin to go. That's recharging. When you are tired, yes. Recharging go. The curative power is in the soul. Medicines are merely help to clear the way. That's all. I remember when I was 19, perhaps 1914, I was sitting at the shop of a chemist, doctor. He wrote a long prescription, I think, 8-10 medicines, and asked his component to dispense. I was watching, and he hardly put one thing in it, and then water, distilled water. I told him what I'm doing. He says, this ought to satisfy those people. The real work is nature work, soul work, curative power. Only I give little something, drink the ginger or soda bicarb, or any one thing to clear this. It's effect.
Tracy, I think you wanted to ask a question, didn't you?
Master, you've spoken a number of times of Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau, as a Western saint.
Yes, Thoreau, yes.
Yes,
the guru of Emerson.
Yes.
What is it?
Wasn't Emerson his guru?
Yes, no. Emerson guru of Thoreau. I think so.
I mean, didn't Emerson come first?
Yes, yes, not I am under the impression that Thoreau was the guru.
No, I think,
or maybe I don't mind.
Yeah, I think Emerson was first.
Maybe. That I'm not really exact about it.
Yeah.
But Thoreau, they're connected.
Yeah. Yeah, Thoreau lived at Emerson's house for a while, and then he used his...
Thoreau was a... What do you say? He forgot himself, you see. He had the bad making in his hair, you see. Yeah. Emerson was not like that.
But what was the rest of the question?
My question was, is there anyone at all in the West today of Thoreau's caliber?
Maybe. How will it help you?
Just...
Well, you good. Thoreau, even if you got some light, is there any doubt about it?
No.
Then, you can go to any boat. I will also go along with you. Yes, I am very educated. Yes, tell them. Look at this. I have got to the grace of God. By parallel study of religion, I found this in the high mode. As well as by sitting at the different meeting, different masters, and at my own master, feet of my own master. I found that one that will convey to you the grace of God. Nothing better I could find so far. If perchance you get something better, I would request you to take me with you.
I think...
Because we are out of truth. You see, this saves, you see, some people wrong propaganda. They make the mountain of the Mona Hills and very... have not true propaganda. They try to bring their own men to the highest possible. That is not right.
I think Tracy would willingly admit that in India the spiritual leadership comes from today, but she's being a little provincial and is wondering if North America may not have somebody who comes close to Thoreau at least, so that we can have somebody 70-80% over there as Thoreau was, I believe you said the other day.
You see, maybe less or more. You see, the world is not without the afterlife. You must be there. That cannot be denied. Mainly the center has been India.
I know it has.
Central Asia, India. That is the main thing. From here, history shows like that. But you were sufficient advanced in What material there? What more you want?
I was just thinking about such things that, oh, Master, we have you. We don't need anything.
I'm not Master, I tell you.
No.
God in me if you want.
I was thinking...
I never dream of it that I'm I see some power in us, helping us. All things go to him. Not to me.
You don't mind us calling you Master, though, do you?
This is Mr. Ma. God is the master, but give you some word for it. Maybe master, or a teacher, or elder brother, or father. You call me father, your brother, friend. What difference?
I noticed the other day, Cuckoo referred to you as Maharaj.
Maharaj means highest person.
Yes.
That's what? These are the words, you see. Really, the Maharaj is that within me, not, you see. That is within you too.
I think somebody had another question back there.
Yeah, I think you're a good... Yes, come in. I tell you, very frankly, put it in writing. Maybe the worst of questions, don't be afraid. No reservation. And I hope, to the best I know, that's really right. Don't feel reserved, you see. Like a daughter comes to the father. As the son comes to the father, as the brother comes to the brother. Tell me, where's the question of reservation, not being ashamed and this and that?
While you have the chance, ask it.
I was wondering, Master, why you give different names to the Muslims.
What?
Why there are five different names that you give to the Muslims?
Yes, why? The reason. There are saints in the Muslims too. They had the same words translated into Arabic, meaning the same thing. Only it is charging that helps, not the words. Mind that. All scriptures say you must remember God through a saint. You see? What is the reason? The charging is actually behind that. I tell you an example. I explained at the time of initiation, this is the same. One man is bit by a scorpion. There's pain. The man who has got that incantation, you see, he speaks certain words and that pain is lessened. The same words may be repeated by another who has got PhD and so many other degrees. Those words don't work. If that man who has got that competent that way, or say little child to repeat the names, his words will help. That means charging, thought transference, you see, of the words. These names are given in the books, you see. Anybody can give, our master used to say, even the spinning girl can give you these five names. Spinning girl. But they don't carry the charging with it. And the charging will give you experience.
What's the nature of the charge that you put into the
thought transference? Thought transference.
Thought transference.
See the... Thought transference, charging, you see. The words are charged, you see. Our thought transference is there. Now, I'll tell you, these names are given by so many. There are, no, others, but they don't get any speaking. When I ask anybody to come to audit, I simply repeat, we have to repeat this name. This is that, this one, yes, or in no people. This is the thought transference, the English speaking. You follow me?
Oh, yes, yes.
And further, one thing more. Fruit-bearing trees, if you leave it to nature, it will take 6-7 years to bear fruit, if they are helped by scientific ways. That very fruit tree will give you fruit in 2 or 3 years. Yes? So these words coming from a competent this man, that is simply your power speaking. What you can do in hundreds of years, you can do in say, few years. That's the difference. Moreover, that words has a negative power behind. The words which carry the thought on, negative power if appear or any delusions created within, you repeat the name, there will be off. The charging will happen.
What you are saying in part is that if you chose, you could just pick any five names at all and give them to us.
And yes, that's what I do in Arabic.
Yeah. Do you give any other combinations of names? Persian?
Me,
or
Persian to Arabic. What do you give?
Yeah, yeah.
May any man may say, all right, say Ram. Say God.
Yes.
That Ram and God only conveys one aspect of the thing. One aspect. Ram is permeated to all creation. The word Ram means that.
Uh-huh.
Then one says, these five words, you see, have a different stages, you see, between the whole creation.
But I mean, you could say, in initiation, you could give apples, pears, prunes, but if you gave it, that's the thing that counts.
I never give anything when the people have these things. That's thought nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
The children, when initiation day, you see, 10, 20, 30 children sit down, they select, they don't give names.
No.
So that is thought nonsense. You repeat the names, those are not charged with transference. They'll bear fruit in years. This will bear fruit then and there, in months. This is very vast. I've seen such like men very initiated, they've given the same names, or you go on with it. It will take time. Then he comes and asks, by putting 1 hour, 2 hours a day, he goes, put in more time. Such like people have come to, they say, all right, no. They'll put more time. They began to give 4 or 5 hours a day. With all that, they didn't get experience. Fortunately, unfortunately, they came up to me. All right, sit down. God give it. So thought transcends the main thing. Words are only a means to it. And in a very scientific way. Graduated way, the first stage, second, third, fourth, like that.
Anybody want to ask a question that hasn't mentioned it thus far?
Yes, Master, could you speak about the purpose of...
Do you eat fruit?
Yes.
Speak a little louder, okay.
The purpose of the creation of the planet Earth.
What?
The purpose.
Of what?
What the planet Earth is for in the divine plan.
He wants to know what is the purpose of creating the planet Earth in the divine plan.
What is the purpose? I can same reply will give. Who created it? We should go to ask him. What is the purpose I am making this Manukendra there? After some purpose is there. I wish it. I am inspired by anything. I wish they should come and go well. All men should be good. Without any labels. They may bear any labels, but they are manful. Purpose is there, of course. If a man has got, suppose God wanted to do it, that's all. Nobody can question him like that. If you even reach him, you will have no intellect, no question.
Is that answer available at the top of the mental plane too?
Everywhere.
That answer is. So the answer is really,
the
go meditate somewhere.
You are in a house, now on fire. Now you must try to go out of here to save you. Instead of you are there, who put it, the house, and with what purpose and why you have done it? What is good? You come out, you may inquire. Would it not be better? Now say, I want to help this thing. I put you one question. Hen preceded egg or egg preceded hen? Tell me. These are all questions in grand review, unless you talk and as you plain, you can attend. Man reading primary. If he put any question or trigonometry, will he follow? Understand? When he reaches the college, you see, then he begins to understand. These are some of the questions which is already understood.
Where do we stand in the educational scheme spiritually here? You spoke of college and grade school. Are we even as far as kindergarten, most of us? Where does kindergarten begin? When you break through? Is that kindergarten?
There's no kindergarten here. This starts when your kindergarten is finished.
Yeah.
You rise above physical body. Kindergarten starts with the physical body or the outer faculty. When you rise above them, only the ABC starts.
Yeah. So you just start school when you get in here.
Yeah.
You're looking in.
Philosophy, you see. There the philosophy ends, there the religion starts. Rheem is back, leader to bind. The ABC starts from there. All other things concerning your outgoing faculties, mind or intellect, they're all meant for the purpose to understand that. They are good actions, of course, they are good reactions, but their doership is not gone. Doership goes. When you rise of physical, you find all your daily you rise, then naturally you feel your outward attacking. Listen. You never be afraid of death. You're jolly glad.
Jolly glad to throw this body away.
Yeah. I told you, those men were initiated, you see. They go jolly smiling. Where did my wife pass away? She had to pass away on the second. She said, I'm going. Master told me you're going. All right, but look at second. People would be most busiest day. Thousands of people say, well, don't go on that. Tell the master not to take you. Then on the third morning, I told him, all right, I went to well, how are you, Karak? Quite ready. Then all right, go. Smile and then. This is good death. And this fate awaits everybody who puts some time right. We daily die. Guru Nanak said, die 100 times a day. 100 times a day. This is daily dying. Take cross daily. What does that mean? Cross, you remember what it is?
Oh yes, take up your cross daily.
Yes, and this is cross. Well, we are symbols, we have forgotten what for they stand for. They simply, they took the Pope, took the cross here on the shoulder, passed through the streets of Jerusalem. They are symbols, I mean, purposing that. Mere taking cross on the body, it is a symbol. Real taking cross, you rise above body crossing, this is. Go.
You mentioned a moment ago, Guru Nanak, there have been some people who have described seeing you with Guru Nanak, but I was wondering how those people are able to identify Guru Nanak. They never saw him in the flesh themselves.
That recognition arises from within. And if you compare with the outer photos, etc., they agree mostly.
Well, there are never any photos, of course, taken of Guru Nanak.
There are some few.
The paintings.
Yeah, paintings.
I see.
Hand
paintings. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Don't they all meet inside? You recognize yourself from inner sense. From the sixth and not the five fifth sense. Better I can go there.
I know. That's your constant message. And
unless you see you are for yourself, these things may for a while be interesting to you, but real interest will arrive when you see.
I assure you, we'd all like to take you up on it.
Like everyone of you become a master. Saint wants everybody to become a saint. Every king would like his son to be a king, not a minister. Do you see?
Yes.
Hmm? Saints want everybody come to him, must become. Real saints, not a business like saints. What did Christ say? Beware of the false prophets who come as
ravening wolves.
And they were just wool-like, very fascinating wool.
Well,
sheep like
sheep in black.
Wool.
Yes.
Wool cut off from the sheep.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
They appear to be very polite with this industry, but they have. The only criterion can be naughty propping in the hand. The only who can give you it. Lift. Open your eyes. You say it like that, not that you'll get it in due course. Maybe little or no. That's another. What other criterion can be? Tell me. There are propaganda? No. That's a propaganda. Everywhere. Money can buy anything. Propaganda can paint. Very much. But what is the criterion? Criterion is only who can open the inner eyes. Remove the darkness from you to see. Like God is like we said. Symbols of it, they go out in the churches, in the temples, everywhere.
You speak of the false prophets.
No, I don't speak of the false prophets.
Well, others have, yes. But you also, of course, have spoken of so-called masters, which is another way of putting it.
They're polite, right?
Yes. But haven't the so-called masters at times been helpful? Now, you spoke of one the other night, and we didn't mention his name.
Right.
But he was of help to me and my wife, if only briefly. And is he going to be condemned forever because of some help?
You see, you can learn from a... You learn in the primary class. The teacher is there.
Yes.
Be thankful to, I say, be thankful for whatever you learn from anyone.
We are.
Then you go to the middle class, if that very teacher can teach you very good. You go to the college, if that very teacher can give you the college teaching very good. If not, have respect for that. For what you have learned at his feet, but you have to go to someone. This is something. After we learn something from somebody, this only matters sometimes. You say we have got no guru. Well, everybody has, they also think they won. Even those who are advanced, they also sit together in jail.
That's a terrible sin to admit you have no guru when you really do.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
It is deceiving your own self, you see, and deceiving God. Of course we are thankful for anything we learn from at the feet of anyone. We have the stepping stone.
Does anybody have any other questions they'd like to ask?
Yeah, I think it's a very good day. You got a good medium to ask questions.
Last chance.
I'll suggest a request. All you put it in on paper. Put in a number, 2, 3, and bring me. I've learned so many things, isn't it? Lokman was a great, very wise man. People ask me, how you became wise? Wisdom you learned from whom? He said, from the fools. What he meant to say? Anybody questions, they're the same thing, you see, in different way put up. After so one suffered the same pain, one may be expressed in so many ways. Your experience, why the once when I went to America, you remember, I was called on a telephone, television. When my name came around like wildfire in the United States, and some of the heads of the religion sat together and said, his name is going to be defeated. They called me on television without my knowledge that somebody else was also coming. I was there, there was a round table there. Standing in the 4 or 5 people entered. I said, all right, how did you come? We just meet you. Thank you so much. Sit down. One was a Jew. The other was a Roman Catholic, one was Protestant, one was someone else, you see, and one was the head of a paper. Four or five. I hope you won't mind this, told me. If you have something to ask, it's most welcome. You. Now I put your question. Television going on. They all in this. One, two, three, all of them. Tell you. I replied. Anything more? Then again they repeat it. I give a reply. Third time only two or three remained. They put present, that they replied. Then they try that with round table, you see. Underneath the steps, he will ask you, put some questions. With the legs, with the feet. Then last of all said, how do we know that we have known God? How do we know that we have known God? No God. I told him, when you have got pain in your stomach, how do you know? Then shook at that you are right, and that way if they were going to belittle me in the eyes of the righteous day, they all prayed. How do we know that we have known God? Basically in the same truth is one. They are moulded in a way so many. That school is all right, that religion is not right, in terms of perfect man. Definition of perfect man I showed you the other day. When money came up.
Yes, the folder.
That's it. Yes. Perfect man.
Uh-huh. What, I know you won't answer this question,
what?
But let me ask you
what
anyhow.
What did I know? I said,
What do you foresee 10 years from now for Manav Kendra? What's it going to be like out there in 10 years?
That is a place of refuge.
Refuge from what?
From the troubles of the world.
Like bombs, maybe?
Maybe 20 years.
Uh-huh. 20 years for a refuge from the bombs.
It appears like that. Well, if that is, you'll have come and gone to Syria as a man. That's only, I think, refuge left now.
That's why you spoke of its ability to accommodate a million persons.
No, that is only one place. You see, all should have, if all men sit together, even now when they go there, people gather 10,000 like that. In ashram too, 25,000-30,000 people gather together. When in Anand too, people gather together, 10,000-15,000 people gather together. The very strange thing, they say here 50,000 of one.
Is this one of the blessed locations that will not be affected by, shall we say, atomic radiation?
No place is, you see, safe by this atomic radiation. Seasons have changed. Seasons have changed, you see? But this is a part, aloof place, north of India. So I wish that this should be created not only north, maybe east, west and south, all corner, one in the center too. Ultimate.
Yes.
They're poor apples.
You imply that India is probably going to be spared the Holocaust that might hit other parts of the world. Otherwise these five centers, of course, would not continue to exist.
India may be the worst.
It may be hit the worst.
It may be a place, a field of fighting of everybody, you see. Times have changed much, you see. So far, it has helped. Jaja came on India. Like anything, you see, and he turned back in a day only. That is the home of course, spirituality. It's a good idea to formulate in Central Asia, you know. And Punjab has been separated. This part, you know, places have no sanctity, I guess, the same atmosphere, but still there's atmospheric effect. Less poisoned by the people at large of the towns and others. Here also when I came here in 1954, it's all alone, nobody was in, hardly one or two men walking. All doors were open, nothing. No theft, nothing of the sort. People of this village came up to me, well, okay, we are now without anything, if we have some livelihood to live on. So then and now there's a vastness. Even now it is better as compared to the towns. You see? But still here you find not so many offices, government offices. Now, theft has just begun to be had here too. We should have dreamt of it before.
Has theft penetrated your household even?
Not here. God is here. But then you're not coming to this area, I mean. The poison of the towns have been. It's wafting now.
Yeah. As far as we're concerned here, we can throw away our locks.
My point, you see, this place, sometimes, it was all calm and quiet. Even now when you go back, it's more calm and quiet. Have you been to the back?
Yes.
It's very calm and quiet.
Oh,
all
yes. It certainly is.
When I'm here usually in the morning, you'll find me there. I come sometimes for a day or two, then go.
Back by that little river back there?
No, that tank, not thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very calm, very atmosphere. You see, you hear the effect, even this sound visible, then you feel calmly. So seclusion, secluded places, where the piles of the town have not been reached. And best place is within. Outer solitude has been promised. And the very air conditioned place is within you.
Thank you.
God.